Let me just be upfront and say that I am an animal lover. My wife is an animal lover. We have rescue dogs and we just love them. And you know that. We talk about it all the time. But at the same time, you know, you can love somebody just like a family member or a friend and still know that they're A, a jerk, or B, that you're mad at them. You know, and that can go on for a while. With dogs or cats or pets, you're supposed to let it go because they can't apologize. It's not like regular people. They can't make reparations. But I saw a blog on this the other day, and it was just somebody talking about how mad they were at their dog. We go up and down with our dogs all the time, every day. They are huge personalities, tiny little creatures. Why are you mad at the dogs?
Well, I'm mad at Baxter right now because you were away, so he's feeling unloved. And he attacked his brother.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And almost broke my nose in the process.
Well, I mean, he didn't break your nose. Explain that.
Well, he jumped over me to attack his brother. Mm-hmm. And I was laying in bed reading the news and dropped my phone on the bridge of my nose. Yeah. And almost broke my nose.
I thought you were playing Candy Crush. I thought that's what you told me. You were reading the news.
Listen, I'm trying not to.
Oh, now you're going to be studious? Okay, I understand. This is a thing, is that Baxter doesn't express his feelings healthy.
No.
He doesn't. When he's upset,
just like his dad,
he usually takes it out on his brother, and it doesn't work. Sometimes that involves a fight. Are you mad at Barkley? What are you mad at Barkley for?
Barkley's doing that new thing where he gets too close to his number two after he goes, mm-hmm. and he kicks it to cover it up and steps in it.
Yeah, it is a strange new habit.
Ugh.
I don't know what is going on with that. And sometimes he'll like get it at the right angle, kick it, and now it's on the fence.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like it's disgusting.
Yep.
You're right. You know what? I wasn't mad at him before, but I think now I might be. You know what I don't like is every time when I go to leave, he's mad at me. When I go to leave the house, he barks at me and acts like he's going to bite me.
Yep.
And then if he does that first, Baxter will like threaten to like, you know, rip my head off.
Yeah.
Ann and Raven, why are you mad at your dog?
Oh my God. He's eaten every single stuffed animal in the house.
Are these just his toys? Or are they like baby toys too?
They were gifts. They were baby gifts for other people. And he just chewed them up.
Yeah. Yeah. The dogs really don't have respect for that. Baxter is the same way for everything that comes in the house. Doesn't matter if it's a gift for somebody else. Doesn't matter if it's for his brother. As a matter of fact, if it's for his brother dog, he'll look to destroy it even quicker. It's okay. It's cool. If you're mad at your dog right now, it's okay. Even if the dog is riding in the car with you. Why are you mad at your pets?
Well, I'm mad at my dog because every time we drive and I turn on the blinker, he barks. So now when he's in the car with me, I can't turn on my blinkers. So I have all these people honking at me, and I feel like I'm stuck because it's either have him bark or have people honk at me.
It's funny, right? Like my dog has certain triggers too. If he hears a phone, like an office, not like your cell phone. If your cell phone rings, my dog doesn't care at all. But if you hear like an office phone on television, specifically The Office, and the other day we're walking down the street and he heard like somebody's phone ring in their car on their Bluetooth, he goes nuts. He goes nuts. He cannot stand that phone sound. 1-800-330-9999. Why are you mad at your pets? We love animals. All right. Everybody in this building, I mean, really loves animals. Mm. We do all that we can to make sure that we get in place to help out when, you know, people have different events going on for rescues or whatever. But that doesn't mean that you can't be mad at your dog. Mm. It doesn't mean that you can't be mad at your pets, or you've got a vicious hamster or a mongoose or something like that that you just can't despise. You know, you just despise in the house. So a lot of my friends, you know, they buy like the gerbil or the hamster for their kids because they feel like it's going to be an easy pet. And I've heard multiple stories about how they're, you know, they hate those hamsters.
Not easy pets at all.
Oh, my God. Well, some of them, I mean, can be very cheery and nice. And then other ones can bite. You know, certainly if you take them out, they're going to pee all over the place. Like, I mean, it's not easy. 1-800-330-9999. Mark, why are you mad at your cats?
I'm mad at my cats because one cat has learned to push every single glass of water, bottle of soda, anything containing liquid off of any shelf at any time.
Oh, man.
He's just started last week, and I have spots all over the floor.
When they realize that there's something that gets a reaction out of you, that's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. It's the same thing with kids. They'll just keep doing it.
Yeah.
Oh, Dad screams when I do that? Oh, awesome. Dad must be excited. Yeah. Julie, why are you mad at your dog?
Because every time I sit down, I come in from work, or, you know, I just took my dog out. My dog waits till I sit down and get comfortable to then tell me he has to go outside again.
our dog has already manipulated us to the point where he gets a snack like every, I don't know, 45 minutes. And of course, he tells time better than any clock that we could ever have.
Yeah, and I think, pretty sure he interacts with Alexa.
It's true. He knows what every reminder is. Sean, why are you mad at your dog?
All right, listen, I love my dog. I love him to death, but he does this every single... I get mad at him every night for this, Raven, okay? He's a very small dog, but what he likes to do is he likes to sleep under the covers right by my feet, and if I move even an inch, he will wake up and growl at me for it. Like, dude, you're lucky to be in my... You're lucky. Right. Some people let their dog sleep outside.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right.
You're lucky to be here.
For many years, like, we would let the dog sleep in the bed, and then we had to stop at some point because, just, you know, we'd be rolling around and they'd be restless throughout the night. I mean, they're more restless than us, under the covers, above the covers, under the covers. Now we put them, you know, in their crates, their crate at night, and even when we want them to hang out, now they want to go in the crates at night. Which is kind of like upsetting. It happened last night because we were up late watching the House of the Dragon premiere, which is later than my typical bedtime, and the dogs did not want to hang out, and I'm mad about that. It's true.
And it's funny, the smallest dogs take up the most room. It's incredible.
It's like a toddler.
Incredible.
Like they know how to lay a certain way where they cover the most space. 1-800-330-9999. Why are you mad at your pets? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains, August 26th through September 5th. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
We love our pets. We all do, of course. But, you know, I mean, sometimes they do stuff that just makes you insane, and it makes you mad one way or the other. Right now, what we're dealing with, my wife Alicia is here. Baxter, our littlest one, he's like 11 pounds, and he has stopped listening to us on walks. Like, when Baxter wants to go a certain way, he just goes that way now. And he will resist if we try and tell him, no, Baxter, we're not going that way tonight. He did it last night.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he'll forcibly, an 11-pound dog, drag you across the street.
Is this like adolescence? Is this doggy adolescence? Is that what's going on?
I mean, he's 7 years old.
He's spoiled. That's what it is.
Right.
And it's not just walks. Like, he does what he wants always.
John, you had a problem with, what was it, your sister's dog?
Yeah, it was my sister's dog. And I got to tell you, you know, you said at the beginning of this that we all love our dogs. I did not love this dog. I had no love for this dog. This was my sister's dog. It was very nice and I was kind to it. But no, I was just out of college. My sister got this dog while I was in college. I'm 22. I'm living back at home. Already upset about that to begin with. And now I've got my sister's dog that starts barking at 6 a.m. every single morning, like clockwork, literally clockwork. It was my alarm clock. That was how I woke up.
Yeah.
No. When you're 22 and you've been doing nighttime activities that 22-year-olds do, you don't want to be up at 6 o'clock in the morning with a yapping 8-pound dog.
Oh,
no, he's a little fella.
They're the latter.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You just got to snuggle a guy like that. 1-800-330-9999. Rachel, why are you mad at your dog?
I am so mad at my dog. I just started dating this guy, and my dog is all over him. It's like he doesn't even know anymore.
Oh, so the dog is loving on the guy, not hating on him. Because if my dog hates somebody, like, I trust their judge of character.
Absolutely. Yeah, so I can't get that bad at him, but it's still my heart a little bit.
Yeah, but that's the thing is, it's early in the relationship, too, right? So, I mean, you just started dating this guy. Like, what if you don't like the guy that much? Now your dog really likes the guy, and you're like, oh, God, does the other guy have a dog, too, or no?
Yeah, he does.
Oh, so now your dogs are friends. Right, so now it's like, you know, if you split up or whatever, you know, I mean, now it's like a whole dynamic here.
I know. He hasn't even gave him treats or anything.
I wish you luck. Tell your dog to roll it back. I'd be mad, too. That's a good one.